Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is my station. 916 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where everything comes alive, including all the dopest conversations and interviews with your favorite socialites, celebrities, and just newsmakers. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And today we have a bit of a twist to our conversation,
mm-hmm.
to our feature today on Fresh Breakfast.
Yeah.
Now, Shekwan, you introduced this woman to me recently.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie to you, I have always been one.
Mm.
Well, not previously, let's say a couple of years ago, I was always very hard on influencers. I always criticized them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I felt it was a cheat code. You know, I felt it was plastic. I felt it was not real. I felt it was influencing our girls and a young woman for not painting a picture that is not a reality.
Mm.
You understand? Obviously, mm-hmm. the game has changed a little bit now.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more authentic.
Mm.
But damn it, the definition of authenticity has to be with this person that we're going to speak to right now.
Mm. Yes, absolutely, man. So in case you missed it, I mean, we've been saying it. It's all over social media. We are going to be having a conversation with your favorite content creator that keeps giving social media somewhat of a different lens, you know. There is, obviously, now we know a positive side to social media. Mm. And we get to find out how she basically found a passion for content creating, why she's being genuine with her reality when a lot of people shy away from it, and ultimately how she has found to build a beautiful, strong brand for herself. Ladies and gentlemen, happiness Ritabile, win pride.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing today, happiness? We are great. I don't know.
I'm okay, how are you?
Oh, here we go. Yes, now we can hear you.
Yeah. Happiness, where are you right now? Like right now, where in South are you?
Mm.
I'm at home right now. I'm in Northwest South Africa.
Northwest? Where in Northwest?
Rustenburg.
You are in Rustenburg. I'm reacting like this because someone close to me told me that people from Johannesburg apparently love making fun of people from Rustenburg. Is that true?
No, I never had anything to do with that. So.
I think the thing is like also people from Johannesburg just want to make fun of everybody anyway.
Yesterday.
But yeah, happiness, let's jump right into it, man. You are on our radio station right now because we love your content. We appreciate your content. You are just giving content creating somewhat of a twist. And obviously, this is something that you fell in love with because of, you know, you being unemployed at one point, and now it's become a feasible business for you, hey? So quickly give us a little bit of a background to anyone who's listening right now as to what exactly is your content all about.
Oh, okay. Well, my content is vlogging. I love my daily life. Mm-hmm. I clean my shed and I prepare for my day, and that's it. I can't face my day with people.
Oh, okay. So how did you actually get into creating content? You know, was it something that you just started for fun, and then later on it started to grow and you were like, there could be something here? When did you realize that content creating is actually your thing?
It was when I was doing it for fun. I thought I'm just having fun with using my editing skills because I could pull myself a good editor because I love it. So I was like, let me just have fun with this. And now that I'm doing it, it's like, oh, this could be something.
Mm. Okay.
I think happiness for me is just your honesty.
Mm.
I mean, you're not trying to be aesthetic about anything.
Yeah.
You're not trying to paint a picture that is not true.
Yeah.
You are honest.
Mm.
You are in a shack, and this is how you bath, and this is how you cook.
Yeah.
And this is how you go about it. Like, where did you get that bravery? I can promise you right now, the average 25 to 35 year old is not gonna, you know, put that type of content online.
I could say I just wanted to be different, okay, and wanted to build my community that are relating to my type of person. And then I was like, let's just wait for us, see if we play it out of people that relate to my type of content.
Happiness, let's do this. Let's quickly call you back. Happiness, yeah, let's just quickly let's call you back, yeah, real quick. We'll call you back in a second. Sometimes switch off, switch on works like a bomb, and it has worked in our cases as advised by IT sometimes when they get annoyed.
Did you try to call her back?
Did you switch off the computer, switch it on?
Yeah, yeah. Apologies for that. We're going to try to get in touch with her.
There
Hi,
we go.
Happiness, how are you? You still there?
Happiness, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Okay, that is far better. You were explaining your honesty and your bravery of just putting your honest living situation and your life out there like that. You're not trying to have this beautiful background while you're taking your snaps and so on. You honest about it. It's a shack. It's a Bali. What is a baluka even in South African language? But you being honest about it, like. That bravery, walk us through that bravery and honesty.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to give people the real me. With me, is what you see is what you get. So I wanted them to feel comfortable. And also, with my content, I just do it for relatable situations. And there are a lot of people who live in sheds more than living in apartments. So I was like, let me just create this content and show that if you're also interested in content creation and you want to do vlogging, you can also do it from your space.
Okay, but like, you know, when you started creating, this content, for example, was there ever a part of you that was a little bit hesitant to actually go for it? Like, were you just a little bit shy to put it out there?
Yes, there was. Everybody expects you to own an iPhone now. So, people come for me to share my experience because people expect luxury and a lot of people from social media. I was like, with me posting this content, what will be their reaction from my society? How will they react? It was really difficult for me to just put it out there.
But you've clearly done an amazing job for yourself. We have noticed that you are also starting to be endorsed by really big brands. DStv is on your radar. MTN is on your radar. Samsung is on your radar. How does it feel to actually get to this point where you have all these really big brands now wanting to work with you for just being yourself and authentic?
It feels good. It shows that also big brands want something real. They're looking for something that is authentic and someone who can see what they're doing. So it is really amazing for me.
Real quick, Happiness, when did you realize, right, at which point did you realize that Enclick Mara, this thing is actually,
this thing has money.
This thing has money. You know that first paycheck when they called you, say, hey, Happiness, we will come drive you to the next event. And Happiness, here's a check for you. When did you realize that there's money in this thing, Anu?
Yeah.
When I saw big influencers making money out of it, and then I was like, there's money. I can actually make money out of this. Then just do it. Just keep on creating because there's hope. There's hope. I can see big influencers making money. It goes internationally, traveling, stuff like, oh, this is good. This is amazing.
Okay, so let's just say hypothetically this, Happiness. Let's hypothetically say this. By the end of next year, hypothetically, we're saying hypothetically now. Maybe we've been putting it into existence
now. Yeah, we're manifesting something for you.
By the end of next year, you're on such a positive trajectory, right? Where the brands have signed you up for many things.
Mm-hmm.
You get your first car, and then you move out of the shack, and then you move into your double story. How will your you're capturing change. Well, it's well, you know what I mean? Well, is it going to be some Casper Nyovest thing? Because, you know, Casper also has that thing of, well, I came from the ghetto and I'm in my mansion now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the first time I get this type of question.
Oh, okay.
No, honestly, I feel like that is something my community is waiting for. So when that time comes and it happens, it will be crazy that we now sharing that type of journey from ghetto now, we up from here, we going to the top. Nothing has to change, but the only thing that has to change is the background of where you started. So I feel like it's going to be something amazing to share with my followers.
Okay. I mean, you know, she when you think about it, partner, also, she really does have a point, because we have not seen this face of her life.
Of course.
We have seen where she started, all of that very honest face. And obviously, when you get so invested in people's content, eventually you want to really see them elevate to other levels,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah.
So, Enescape spoke it into existence. By next year, you are going to be moving into a double story somewhere. And are we looking at Midrand or Centre? So which way, where would you prefer to actually live?
I don't know. I haven't like planned. I think so much people just show me the way of where I should go. But thank you. No.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
Happiness, thank you so much for sharing a couple of minutes with us. I think everyone right now that's listening is going to go check out your socials.
Absolutely.
And I promise you, Namibians are going to bomb rush.
They love her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously new ones that are going to start following you now. So thank you so much, Happiness. We wish you all the best, and we will be keeping an eye on your journey.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
The problem with running a successful business.
Hello there.
Is everyone.